Are you sincere? Does your life reflect sincerity? Are your words, your actions, your intentions sincere? Today's message is about sincerity. Greetings and welcome to another episode of Boat Shen, where we bring words of wisdom to help transform, elevate, and enhance your mind and perceptions. Do your words and actions radiate sincerity? Does the outer appearance of your life balance with your inner reality? Do you say things and really mean them with your heart? Do you speak of values, morals, and virtues, and live by them? Are your words sincere, honest, and truthful? Are you living authentically by your perceptions and truths? We know that not many people are sincere. Stop and think for a few minutes. How many sincere people do you know? I'm sure you will agree that sincere people are rare. We hear lots of talk about morals, values, but many times circumstances arise and we see that actions are not consistent with words that have been spoken. Many people are unable to live sincere lives because they choose to hide behind a mask in order to be accepted and praised by others. These masks are disguises for deception, lies, judgment, hypocrisy, illusions, betrayal, and bondage. When people choose to live behind a mask, they also make the choice to bring discord, disharmony, frustration, and unhappiness to themselves and others, especially those they say they love. We all know that being insincere disrupts the lives of families, friends, relationships, businesses, corporations, governments, and creates chaos in countries as we see and hear about daily. But despite the known results of being insincere, why is it that sincere people are rare? Let's gain a little insight. We must first comprehend that sincerity is a key component to building trust and honesty. To trust is to have confidence and assurance in something or someone. And honesty derives from trust in your words and actions. Sounds simple, right? But the issue is that insincerity is a result of weakness. This weakness stems from an individual's motives and intentions of selfishness, greed, self-gratification, personal gain, self-pleasure, all which causes pain, hurt, anger, fear, and sadness to the individual and others. Anytime there is greed and selfishness, most likely there is a hidden and unclear agenda. Anything that is hidden and unclear is not sincere. Another issue I realized is that people who hide behind a mask do so because they live in fear. Fear of truth, fear of living authentically, the fear of removing the mask to their true identity, the fear to be honest, the fear to take the road less taken, the fear to be distinguished, to be extraordinary, the fear to step outside the box. This culmination of fear creates an internal battle with conflicts, which conflicts with thoughts, beliefs, unrealistic dreams and desires, all which have been imposed in the mind by external factors, ideations, expectations, and perceptions of other people and or religious institutions and indoctrination. So the result of the inner conflict becomes someone being insincere. And whenever you are unable to be sincere with yourself, you are unable to be sincere with others. When you are unable to walk in your truth, it is difficult to be truthful with others. When you hide behind a mask, your authenticity is hidden. Sincerity is unable to find you, and you are unable to find sincerity. So these questions I pose to you, my listeners. Have you thought about removing your mask? Are you tired of participating in the daily masquerade? Are you tired of living in your weakness and fear, in the illusions? What are your dreams, your truths? What awakens your spirit? I dare you to make the decision to be sincere with yourself, because the strength of sincerity awaits you. Find the fire within you to ignite the passion that is the fuel to ignite the flames of transformation to live in your authenticity. Take a walk or sit near a river, lake, or the ocean to refresh your thoughts so you can refocus and reshape the ideations of your mind. Inhale prana, the life force, by taking deep, long, pure breaths of air to bring pure, genuine, and honest objectives and motives into your life, so your actions reflect sincerity. Walk barefoot on Mother Earth. She can bring harmony and balance into your life to assure that your actions and behaviors reflect the words you speak. Say what you mean and mean what you say. And if at any time you say something but you decide to change your mind, it's okay, because we all do it. But what's important is to be clear and make sure you convey the changes to maintain trust. Be dedicated to seeking out your truth. Relinquish what has been imposed on you. Be patient with yourself. Approve and accept what makes you feel good. When sincerity is in flames internally, it will be in flames externally. Speak with sincerity, think with sincerity, and act in sincerity. And always remember, sincerity is the face of the soul. Wat Shen is a branch of Zagfos organization located in Guessia, Haiti. We can be reached at bwadch9@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. And if you have found this message to be uplifting, please share the link so we can help uplift others. In the language of my Egyptian ancestors, Ankh Ujah Seneb.